Father, we thank you right now for all of the people who are here in this sanctuary. They're your people, created in your image and after your likeness, because you said so. And you love all of your people with an everlasting love, because you said so. You gave your only begotten Son, that whoever of all your people would believe in him, call upon his name, should have everlasting life, because you said so. And we just thank you that you said we should not forsake the assembling of ourselves together. And we've come together today to worship you, to honor you, to hear word, to be obedient to your word and will, to grow up and go up and look up in Christ Jesus our Lord. There's not one here, not the youngest baby or the oldest person, who's not valuable in your sight and precious to you. Not one whom you do not love. And may they know that. May they feel that in their heart and come to know it in their spirit that God loves me. No matter who I am and what I have or have not done, God loves me. And I want to love him back in the same way that he loves me. So have your way among us today, Lord. Do what you will according to your purpose and your plan. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, amen. And I know the faith walkers and probably kingdom kids need to leave, but I need y'all to stay a while anyway. God gave me a word this morning and something to do. And as usual, it was interesting that Brother George mentioned the word nuggets. And I thought my original sermon was nuggets to live by. And I might give you a few of those, but I want to be quick into the word the way God gave it to me. And that's one reason I ask all of you to come up. I was writing this morning, got up at 4 o'clock, because as I was praying yesterday, I have to get back to that a little bit later, and I saw what I had written wasn't exactly what I was going to do. Can you shout hallelujah? So I was praying, and he gave me some things about myself. And so I said, oh, Lord, thank you, and I'm going to go back and pray again. He said, no need to pray about it. I'm not going to tell you till you get up there. I'm not going to tell you way ahead of time, because some of the things I tell you, you'll think about it and you won't do it. Tiffany, I don't know, but somewhere in here it seems like you were supposed to sing. I don't know, but if so. But when I got up this morning and I start my journal entries off with, good morning, Father, Holy Father. My daddy, our daddy, Reuben, and my daddy used to start his prayers off all the time. Most holy and everlasting Father, thou art God. And I write that in my journal. So I said, good morning, most holy and everlasting Father, thou art God. Say that. Say, you are God. You are. Come on, everybody's got a mouth. Say, you are God. And he said, good morning, Cora, preacher, prophet, teacher of my word. My most holy word. He said, my word is holy. And I didn't even bring my Bible. I had it to illustrate that, but it's in here. I've got a dozen in here. He said, my word is holy. And this is what he said. He said, I am the most holy God. Tell the people that. Tell the people I'm holy. Tell the people I'm holy. Don't mess around on dangerous ground. Aaron's sons. And I don't want to preach a beaten down sermon. I want to lift you up, but sometimes you got to get all the crud out before you can go up. I don't know where that word come from. That's not a word I use. Aaron's sons, God told them how to offer the sacrifice. But they decided to offer it differently. And he called it strange fire. When they went to the altar, everybody say strange fire. And some of you young people, and some of you older young people, and some of you old folks are offering me strange fire. It's not the fire of my word. It's not my destiny for you. It's not my plan for you. He said, give me my most holy place in your life. Lift your hands and say, Lord, take your most holy place in my life. Tell him now, Lord. No, you don't say that. I'm asking the Lord. Tell him now. The whole service today is about people, whoever you are, including me, repenting. And you might say, well, I'm clean. I hadn't done anything. And you might say, I'm about as dirty as dirt can be. I've done everything. God said, all of you need some clean. But I have the soap. I have the eraser. I have the blood. Say blood. He said, my word is most holy word. And it's not to be taken lightly. He said, my word is the most holy word, and it's not to be taken lightly. Say that. Say, God's word is the most holy word of the most holy God. I can't take it lightly. Let's get 1 Peter 1:15-16 on the screen. And we might not do a whole lot of scriptures because I have a minute. And I would say, Lord, I need my scriptures. He said, I didn't tell you to get all those scriptures. You just tell them what I said. Is there anybody who doesn't have a Bible on your phone or your pad or something? You don't have to raise your hand. If you don't, you can download it free. Get it on there. Is there anybody who doesn't have a Bible, a hard book in your house? Let us know. We'll get you one. I was at the hospital the other day and they had this shelf. There are free books, free books, free books. So take whatever you want. And there was a Bible, good condition. I just took it. But the print is too small for me to read. I'll give it to you. Hallelujah. One, we'll buy some if we have to. So the word of God is most holy. It's most holy. 15, not 5. 15, I'm sorry. 1 Peter 15. But as he which has called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation. 16. Because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. Tell your neighbor, boy, girl, man, woman, say, do you know God said for you to be holy? Come on. Say it to somebody. Say, do you know God said for you to be holy? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me slow down. Glory to God. Isaiah 55:11 says, so shall my word, says, so shall God's holy word, come on, talk up, so shall God's holy word, his most holy word that goes out of his mouth, it shall accomplish whatever he pleases. So, Lord, accomplish your will for my life in me today, 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 right now. I'm going to use Brother Tim's word, right now, right now. Amen. Amen. He said, my word is the most holy word, and it is not to be taken lightly. You know, Therese is my favorite child. I mean, I have 7, but Therese is my favorite child. But I said, Therese, if you don't leave those children, Mama, make Therese stop. Mama, Therese, if you don't leave those children alone, I'm gonna whip you. He had to not take my words lightly. Sometimes he did. What were the consequences? Glory to God. For those who are watching, Therese is everybody's favorite child. Amen. Amen. In Matthew 4:4, it says, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Every word. Say every word. Say every word is for me. It'll help me to be holy. All right, kingdom kids, say I am. I don't hear you, kingdom kids. I am holy. Say it again. I am holy. Say, because God said so. Amen. Faith walkers, say I am holy. I don't hear you, faith walkers. I am holy. Because God says so. Amen. Amen. I have a lesson. I'm just going to talk briefly. I don't even know if I'll be able to read the scripture. But how many of you, don't have to raise your hand, are familiar with the book of Hosea? And Hosea can be confusing if you don't know. The first three chapters, it talks about the sin of Israel. It's what it's really talking about. How God loved them in spite of their turning away from him. So God told Hosea to marry a prostitute or a promiscuous woman. And then she still kept messing up on him, but he said, you stay with her. And this is what happened in the rest of it. It goes on to tell how they went away from God. Israel, Judah went away from God. At one point he said, you worship a piece of wood and expect a stick to give you an answer. They cut down their trees, and they had people that would fashion them into gods, and they would bow down, just like if this is one of them. Oh, vase of crystal, I worship you, I call upon you, help me. And he said, you expect this vase to answer you. Too many of you. Say, she's not talking about me. So I promise you, she's not talking about too many of you. Bow down. Wish I had my phone in my hand. Bow down to Facebook and TikTok, and I don't even know whatever other stuff it is out there. You got your head in it almost 24/7. It's your God. And God said, it can't save you, it can't deliver you. It can't. Most of the time, it won't bring you to me because you are not listening to anything that I want to hear. He said, what it's doing is making you sick physically in your body. It's making you sick in your finances. It's making you sick in your relationship. It's just making you sick, sick, sick. So now I've come to straighten you out today. So, but I'm not going to leave you beat up. Say, so he's not going to leave me beat up because he's a holy God. But you got to show. So Gomer went out and she did all the stuff a wife wouldn't to do. And God said, don't leave her, Hosea. You got to read it. I don't have time. He said, love her anyway. So he bought her for silver. And go, pay the price of a slave for her. You and my wife. And all that she did, he loved her anyway. But it was God's love for Israel. It was God's love for Israel. He said, they turned away from me. He said, I found them in Egypt. I found them even before they went to Egypt. I gave them everything. I protected them even when they went through trouble. I was with them. I did not let them die. I brought them out of Egypt. They promised to serve me, and they turned their backs on me and bowed down to their God. Many of us are the African-American race. God brought us out. I remember when black people couldn't get a job. You had to go to the cotton field. And now you sit down and you're too lazy to go work. No wonder he didn't tell me what I was going to say. And he said, Israel turned away from me. He said, Israel turned away from me. Hosea 9:10. Not talking about you, Hosea. Amen. I don't even know what translation this is. Let's see what you have. And at that time, the Lord found Israel. They were like fresh grapes in a desert. They were like the first figs of a fig tree at the beginning of the season. Go to the next verse. But when they came to Baal-Peor, they changed. He said, CFC, when I called you out, when I said for you to start, when you were in the skating rink, you were falling all over the floor. You were doing all kind of strange things. People said you were crazy. They said they went to Oklahoma and then picked up all the white folks' stuff. Now they don't even sing our song. Now they dancing. They didn't used to dance. He said, now you've picked up a strange habit. You come to church at 11 o'clock when it started at 9:15. You stay at home on Wednesday night when church starts at 7. You go to the clubs and you dance and you drink and you cuss. You get online and you put all kind of vulgar, ungodly stuff. He said, but I'm calling you out of this mess. He said, I found you. I brought you to CFC. I brought you to the Word, a church that's teaching the Word. I brought you not to the church itself. I brought you to myself. You keep running away. You don't want me to let you go. Your mom, your dad, your cousin, your uncle, your pastor, your grandparents, prayers are what's holding you. I just said, let them go. Let them go. If they want to go to hell, let them go. I've already paid the price. It's already complete. But he's calling you now. He's calling me now. He said, turn away from being poor. Turn away from the terrible thing. He said, so I had to cut them off like rotten fruit. I was at I won't call the name of the store, but right down on west of town, you know what it is. And I was looking for some apples and some peaches. The apples were rotten. I mean, they were rotten in the bag. And I'm thinking, these people know they can do better than this. If people are going to buy your stuff, you've got to keep it neat and clean. God says if people are going to follow you, don't lead them into hell. Lead them to me forever. He said, you don't want me to cut you off like rotten fruit. They became like the terrible things they loved. And the terrible thing they love were their idols. They love sinning. They love sinning. Ooh, they love sinning. We make us a God. We cut down a tree. We make us a God. We bow down to him. He fall over. We just prop him up and say, oh, tree. Oh, piece of wood. You know, they had a name. And the Bible said that was so stupid. So crazy. That's not a word I use either. I told my husband one time, I said, if I used that word when I was teaching, they would have fired me. So I don't use that word often. But he said, they turned away. He said, that was so silly. He said, that was so silly. And then the wood that's left, you know, the shavings and the left, he said, they take and cook their food. God said, you're baking a meal. Some of you. Some of you are baking a meal that you don't want to eat. So be warned, be warned, be warned. I called you out. I called you here. I know you would hear the word here. You might hear the word somewhere else, but I know you would hear the word here. He said, I called you out to hear this word. I called you out to be my own precious. Last Sunday, I had a word for young ladies, and young ladies weren't here. If I could command you, but I strongly implore you to pull it up and listen to it. God had a word for young women. Amen. 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 Where'd I go here, Lord? Verse 12. He said, now, you've heard this, and I found you, and I loved you, and you turned away. It says in the translation that I have, I didn't write it down, but they became an abomination like the thing they love. Verse 12, and this translation says, sow for yourself righteousness. Reap mercy. Say, if I sow for myself, say it. If I sow for myself, loudly, if I sow for myself, righteousness, I will reap mercy. Shout hallelujah. He said, break up your fallow ground. Fallow ground is unplowed ground. For it is time to seek the Lord. So say, woo! Woo! Say, woo! 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 It is time for me. I didn't hear you. I didn't hear you. To seek the Lord. Till he comes and raise righteousness on you. Seek him till he comes. So that means that I'm going to put out my phone. I don't have to have it with me everywhere I go. I don't have to have it in my hand. I don't have to even know where it is. Because I'm divorcing myself from that thing. I'm divorcing myself from something that keeps me away from God. If I have to have it, I'm reading the word. I'm studying the word. I'm seeing what God said. Every word of God proves to be true. Proverbs 35, I won't be able to pull that up. It says every word of God proves to be true. Do Romans 5:19. I'm going to see if I can do what the Lord told me to do today. Help me, Jesus. Not hardly any of that I said. First time I heard it too. He says, for as by one man's disobedience, that's Adam's, many were made sinners. So I was born a sinner. Now you can say this, and it's grammatically incorrect. I know that. You know, I taught English for 30 years. He said, but I ain't no sinner no more. So I am not a sinner anymore. Now, if you're born again, you got to live righteous. And you know, if you're not living righteous, you got to change that. Brother Hagin told of a woman, and make it as quick as I can, who was in the word, born again, full of the spirit, and the devil said, oh, you're too pretty for that. You can make a whole lot of money if you do this and that. And she bought it. Everybody said she bought it. And she got to the point where when she died, she went to hell because she never did come back to Jesus. You don't want to go there. God said, you don't want me to turn you loose. The prayers of the righteous are keeping you. And you don't want me to turn you loose. But you know, if you have an elastic band or something, you keep stretching and stretching and stretching and stretching. After a while, that thing's going to break. You have a balloon, you blowing air, blowing air, blowing air. After a while, it's going to burst. And God has been long patient with CFC. I have to repent. So many things he said to do, and I just kind of dumbed it down. I'm guilty of letting you go down. That spirit of excellence that God called us to, that we used to operate in, it's gone down. But I promise you right now, it's going up, Brother George. Everybody look up, say up. So we're moving on up in the Lord. If somebody follows me, I want to lead them to Jesus. You know, I never been to a club but one time in my life. I don't know where this is coming from. When I was in college, I went to stay with Ruby one summer. Oh, she might not know this. Yeah. And I went out with this guy that lived at the apartment, and he took me to the club. It was daylight. Wasn't anybody there. I don't drink. Never have. And he bought this champagne or something. I said, you know I don't drink. But just take a sip. I picked it up, foolish. Took a little test. I said, no, I do not drink. Let's go. We went bowling. Hallelujah. Never went out with him again. I don't want to lead somebody away from Jesus. I want to lead them to Christ by my lifestyle. So let me see, how do we say this and where do we put this, Lord? This morning, after my original lesson was about having a good reputation. And I was thinking of people who in the Bible had good reputations and bad. And I got to Gomer. That's how I got to Gomer. That she had a bad reputation as being a promiscuous woman. Some said promiscuous, some said she was a prostitute, whatever she was. She wasn't living for God. And she wasn't satisfied with one man. We'll put it like that. And so about 5:30, I said, I need to go get my bath and all that before Jimmy gets in the bathroom, because he'll be up in a minute. He was up and on prayer line already. And so he said, listen to Jose while you take a bath. And I forgot it. I forgot to turn it on. And I repented. And this is what the Lord said. I said, I forgot it until I almost finished and I couldn't get the phone, and I repented. The Lord told me, he said, you're forgiven. He said, tell the people, just like you forgot, they are forgetting my way, my will, and my plan. He has told us what to do. He has given his word that we can read and study. It said, meditate in it day and night, Joshua 1:8. He said, meditate, Psalm 119, 11, thy word have I hidden in my heart that I might not sin against thee. Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. So your word, Lord, will keep me straight. I didn't hear you. Your word, Lord, the most holy word, will keep me straight. And I will lead others to you as they follow me. He said that, so I played part of it later. It's 14 chapters now. So I played a little bit. I forgot to play it then. And I repented and I played part of it later. He said, tell them some are trying to turn to me just part way. He said, you can't have, you want me to sing it? A part-time God. You cannot have a part-time God. I'm either all yours and you are all mine, or I'm not your God at all, thus saith the Lord. He said, don't be a Gomer. She had a husband. She had men on the side. It didn't work. But finally now, you got to understand, Gomer came around. And I have to get to that on the end. Lord, don't let me forget it. But at least I do. I'm going to tell you, God showed his mercy for us through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. She was forgiven. She got it straight. He said, well, no matter what I've done, I'm forgiven when I repent. And that's what it's all about today. It's about my repenting. You are repenting before God. I don't know your heart. God knows your heart. Some of us don't even know our own heart. Shout hallelujah. And I said, Lord, help me to listen to all of it. And I did. And I listened to all of Hosea in this chapter, 14 chapters. I listened to all of it this morning. Well, let me say it this way. I played all of it this morning. Sometimes I really wasn't just like listening. But he said, tell them to turn all the way 100% to me, and I will turn to them, hear them, and forgive. He said, turn to me, I'll turn to you, and I will hear you and forgive. So I mentioned I was praying yesterday. It was about 2 o'clock, I think it was. I said I was going to pray to 2:30. And so I went to my office, went to the office there at the house, and I just bowed on my knees and I was just praying. I'm just praying and praying, and God opened up a window. Say, open up a window, Lord. Say, open the window of my heart. Open the window of my life. And he started talking to me and he said, tell many of you, you are physically sick because of your emotions or because of things that have or have not happened in your life. And I this is no discredit to my husband now. I got the best husband there is. Y'all say amen. Amen. Now, why would you say that and you got one? Amen. I'm just joking. You know, I've been around Therese all his life. Amen. And he just starts, he said, your physical sicknesses. He said, tell them a lot of their physical sicknesses are because of some emotional hurt that you had in life. He said, those hurts you stuffed down inside your emotion, need some even in your heart. And they're going to show some kind of way. Said, they will protrude. Say, they will protrude. Say, they will protrude some way. And you bury them in there. It might show as alcohol, as gluttony, can't control your eating, as cussing, as fighting, as anger, as a physical sickness such as diabetes and heart disease and lung disease. And you name the diseases and cancer, and you name the disease and all that stinking stuff from the devil. Say, it stinks. Say, everybody say, it stinks. By the way, let me inject this. The Lord said, I was sitting over there this morning or in my office warm. He said, tell them I said one day last week, I'm healing diabetes. He said, what you still doing with it? He said, what are you still doing with it? But he said, you put that stuff down in you. You had hurt in your life. And you buried it down in. And it's projecting itself in sicknesses. And so I won't show you exactly what he showed me, but about a physical condition that I endure. And he said, it's the hurts that came. Now, I got the best husband in the world, but my husband always had his mind made up before I knew it what he was going to do. And that's what he did. He didn't talk to me about it often. And many times I wouldn't say anything to him, but I would be mad. I would grumble to myself. I would complain to myself. Where did that stuff go? Inside my physical body to cause sickness in my body. So look at yourself. Look at your life. Children, you better wake up and look at your life. You can stop it from coming into your life, coming into your heart. All right, but back and even back further than the end. In school, when I was growing up, I was smart, y'all. Mom, I mean, just can't help it, but I was smart. And some of the kids didn't like me. Now, back in that day, I didn't want to say this, Lord, but back in that day, you didn't see people that looked like Tim's kids. Not many. Do you understand? But I looked kind of like them. So that's all I'm going to say. I got picked on. I got called the teacher's pet. I'm bow-legged. I will always be, long as I can remember I have been. But I didn't know to thank God for my bow legs because they take me anywhere I want to go. I got talked about. That stuff went down in me. I had cousins. We were all, there's four of us about the same age. Somehow or another, it looked like I always got left out. Let's go, let's go, let's go. The other three, Corey, do you want to go? Those things hurt. They got down in my spirit. Didn't know they were there until the Lord showed me yesterday. Creating sicknesses in your body. Holding you back from what you can do. God said, there is no end to my love. So you let God peel the layers back. Say, peel the layers back, Lord. You may be a child, so peel the layers back, Lord. And it manifests in you in eating. I told Jimmy one time many years ago, I said, food became my friend when I started gaining all that weight. I wish I thought to bring a picture when I was like 18, 20, 22. We went on a trip, and I said, I need to throw these away. I saw them a little while back. I don't know where they got stuck down. I had a picture with every boy on the trip. They wanted a picture with me, and I wasn't a bad girl. They just wanted a picture with me. But that stuff, the Lord just started peeling. And I thought about peeling an onion. You know, you cut an onion and you peel back the first layer. You can just keep on peeling down until you peel all the way down. And God said, peel all the way down. And he said, I'm ready to heal you. Your mom has cussed you out, called you a dog and a cat and a lion and a bear. Never called you her loving child or whatever. He said, I'm ready to heal all that. He said, but you've done a lot of stuff yourself. So you did a lot of stuff yourself. You knew better. But you did it anyway. He said, but I'm a forgiving God. I said, thank you, Jesus. I didn't hear that. Thank you, Jesus. You are a forgiving God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, that was just one that he showed me about my husband, because he has always been a doer. When he wanted to do something, he's going to get it done. And usually he had to do it by himself. That's why he did so much work on his building by himself, because he's going to get it done. Even when he's working on the building, people say, oh, Pastor, you're doing a good job. And I'm mad. Now, you know you ain't supposed to be doing that by yourself. You should get some help. That's what I'm saying to myself. That stuff building up, stuff inside me, causing hurt, physical pain. So God said, I'm going to set you free of all of that today. If you repent, if you do a complete 360, if you need it, he said, I'll make you brand new. Say, oh, the blood of Jesus. Say, oh, the blood of Jesus. Say, oh, the blood of Jesus. And see, he's able to wash you, make you cleanse. And we're going to be taking communion after this. And when we take communion, you know it's all gone. These sicknesses and diseases that start calling them stinking like a skunk. If I start calling things that bother me, you know, I don't eat a whole lot at one meal. I just snack all day long. That's not God. That's not good. So we have to make sure that our first priority, seek ye first the what? And his what? And all these what? Shall be what? Unto whom? Say me. Say me. Say it's mine. Lord, is that enough? He said, call unto me. I will answer thee. Show thee great and mighty things, which thou knowest not in a minute. I believe the Lord is going to have you come to the altar or bow where you are. But it's just you and God. It's not you and your spouse. Now, if you have children, you have to watch your children. It's not you and your spouse. It's just you and God. And we're going to give you a few minutes, and they'll play softly. I don't know. Y'all might need to bow, too. Don't have to have any music. And we're going to give you a couple of minutes or so. You might not get it all out, but you get started. Say, Lord, take everything. And so we'll get more. We'll make a list later on. Josh, I saw you when I just glanced back and saw you. The Lord said, I have called you many times, and you have not answered. He said, I have called you many times, and you have not answered. He said, when I call, answer quickly. You know, he protected you with that wreck. I saw the pictures. What a miracle. Your ministering angels were watching over you. He said, but if you get from under the umbrella of my love, doing your own thing, I won't be able to help you. I won't be able to help you. You know, it's time. You. I think I heard you say you've been one of the first anyway in your family to go to college and all. That's why he wants you to get that degree. Just that, to say, look what God did. And he said, I call Israel like they were the first. He said, I call you to be the first. And then you can lead all your nieces and nephews and your children. There's 100 of them. Glory to God. Glory to God. I'm listening. So thank you, Jesus. You are most holy God. Your word is the most holy word. Your word is to me. I say, I hear you, and I will obey. I will obey. And so what I'm going to have to do, I wrote this poem, I don't know, some time ago, but I asked the Lord if I could share it. And I may run rough because it's still in the rough draft stage. But what he's calling for, and what he's calling CFC, to be a light that shines brighter than the noonday sun. Remember that poem I wrote? And I read about CFC shining brighter than the noonday sun. He said, I call you out from among all the other churches. That's what he told Jimmy and me in 1980, in July. He said, come out from among the other churches. Be ye separate. I have a mission and a job for you to do. He called all of you, and those of you who are listening who are members, and those of you who are not members, but God has called you and you haven't come. Well, I say, come, says the Lord. And I have a mission for you to win the world. He said, I have a mission for you to win the world. And he said, I want to fix and straighten out everything that's not right and get the mission done, because I am soon to return. Shaped in his image, born of his love, strengthened with his joy and his power from above, always and forever, his own child alone, bought with the blood of his only son, received into the family by believing on his name, always and forever, finished eternal salvation gain. Shaped in his image, born of his love, always and forever, salvation is finished, that eternal life from above. Always and forever, it is finished, it is done, said the Holy Spirit of the one and only begotten Son. I have believed, I have received, it is finished, it is done. The price of salvation paid in full on the cross, purchased salvation for the world that is lost. Yes, the complete work, it is finished, it is done, forever and always by Jesus Christ, the Holy One. If you're here, you're not a saved, you're not a born-again believer, or you are not sure, or you're a backslider, receive Jesus Christ today as your Lord and Savior. Lord, I believe, repeat everybody, Lord, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. I believe that he was born of the Virgin Mary, died on the cross, rose again, and now sits at your right hand. I ask you, Lord Jesus, to come into my heart. Forgive me of my sin. I receive you now as my Lord and my Savior. Shout hallelujah, I'm born again. If you're listening online and you pray that prayer, contact us at connect@bovcfc. Let us know you're born again, and we'll get some information to you. We'd like to contact you. We'd like to fellowship with you. Father, I believe I've said what you told us to say. I ask all of you to stand. Everybody stand. If you got feet, stand up. I didn't see anybody coming here in a wheelchair. Everybody stand. Amen. Lord, show each one what they need to see. Show each one where the things that have happened in the past have affected their physical health. Show them where the hurts are still there. Show them where they have not learned how to connect with you and to give up fully, that they may do that today. In the name of the Lord Jesus. That song that they sang said something about, I'm totally surrendered to you. All together. So say this, Lord, I come to you. I totally surrender my life to you. Show me what I need to know. Show me what I need to do. I'm yours now, Lord. I repent of my sin. I receive now by faith a new way of living. In Jesus' name, amen. Now go ahead and you talk to God. I'm going to pray in the spirit, but you talk to God on whatever's to remain standing. Whatever it is you need to talk to him about.